Welcome to Jax on Sports. I'm Jackson.
I'm Adam.
And today we're going to be talking about college football. And we're going to be doing like episodes. This is episode one, college football. And we're going to talk about different sports. Right now we're talking about college football. So, which I said five times.
No, we're just going to be talking about college football. This is Jack's podcast. I'm just helping him out. I'm the co-host. This is Piper. Say hello, Pipe.
She on the bed.
But we're just going to be discussing some sports, some of the big stories, and some of college football's top stories, and some questions. Talking about some big games this week, and making our picks. And we're going to keep track of our picks.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So, let's see. I think the biggest story in college football right now is Florida State. And, you know, what do you think? Why do you think Florida State sucks so bad this year?
I think that, well, two things. First thing, this happens with every team. Every team loses players, right? There's always going to be a senior. May just be one and maybe five that go, right? That go to the NFL that may not. They just maybe to a senior and have to go. But also, two, finding a rhythm in the beginning of the season. Beginning of the season, it may be hard to find a rhythm, if you know what I mean by that. But
yeah, I think it's a lot of things. I think they lost a lot of talent with NIL and transfer portal. I think DJ, I don't know how to say his last name. He played quarterback at Clemson. You know, I'm sure he's a good kid, but he's not very good. They've made a lot of mistakes. I don't know how good a coach. Is it Norville? I don't know his name. But I don't know how good of a coach he is. And, you know, I think they lost a lot of talent in the transfer portal, and they're really struggling this year to keep up with it. But, you know, they're 0-3.
They're 0-3, yep.
And they're going for 0-4. Let's see who they play this week.
They're not losing to, like, the best teams, right? It's like they're losing to, like, not the best teams. They're losing to, like, who did they lose last week? They lost to Boston College.
Memphis. And Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech's all right, but all of those teams aren't the best.
Yeah.
Well, Boston College is ranked 24th or 25th. They've got Southern.
Cal Saturday at 7, and Cal's 3-0.
The Bruins?
Yeah.
The Bruins. They're playing the Bruins, California Bruins.
And Cal is a 2-point favorite.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Florida State is a 2-point favorite.
So Florida State's supposed to win by 2 points?
2.5.
Two and a half points. Florida State's
so it's
supposed to win.
Pick 'em. So basically, it's a toss up.
I think it's a.
I think
I say
Florida State gets a win this week.
I think they're going to.
You think they're going to lose?
I think it's either going to be really close and they win, or California's going to come out early and beat them.
Okay. Next topic, something we were just going to touch on is Arch Manning, Peyton Manning's nephew. He's mm-hmm. Cooper Manning. The older Manning brother, Cooper Manning didn't play professional football because he hurt his neck, or he didn't play college. He hurt his neck in high school playing football, and so it's his son, and the Texas quarterback Ewers, or however you say his last name, he got hurt.
Ewers, yeah.
He got hurt, and Manning came in and threw for 256 yards, and they won 56-7. Texas? Good kid, good player.
Texas quarterback?
Yeah, he plays at Texas. He was a freshman last year and he didn't play.
That just shows like, having a good depth in your lineup helps a lot because a team like Texas, they're good all around, but like quarterback's a big position. So when they have Arch Manning come in and step in for Ewers, who is really good on the cover of College Football 25.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was one of the three on the cover.
Him and Travis Hunter and the guy from Michigan.
He's a running back, Edwards. They're all really good. You got to be good to be on cover. So, him being out takes a big role to be a quarterback stepping in for Ewers.
Yeah. So. Well, it's good to see Arch, you know, finally getting a chance to play, and it looks like he's, you know, obviously he's not as good as Eli and Peyton yet, but it looks like he's pretty good.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. I'm excited to see how their season plays out.
With Georgia them. And number one team in America, they were the number one team in America.
Now drops to number two after a win.
Yeah, and that, you don't ever see that, but they played Kentucky, and Kentucky sucks. So that's why, they almost lost. I mean, they were really... a bad coaching decision on Kentucky's part away from...
Didn't Kentucky just fire their coach, too?
No.
Or was that basketball?
Basketball, he left. He went to Arkansas.
Oh, well, I'm getting sports confused. My bad here.
So, Stoops, it was 4th and 8 on the 50, and Kentucky had a chance to go for the first down.
There was a 40% chance of them getting the first down and a 60% chance that they don't. But think about it, if you don't get it, that's the same thing as you punting it.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you might as well go for it.
Yeah.
I guess he may have been, like, in the moment, kind of hard to think.
But anyway, they didn't get it.
Yeah, they didn't get it.
They punted, and Georgia ran out of the clock, and the game was over, and Georgia won 13-12.
Exactly how you would think it.
Now, do you think Georgia is bad? Or do you think they just played bad? Or do you think that Kentucky played pretty good? Or do you think... What do you think about Georgia? Are they for real or are they fake?
I think Kentucky played really good. Bad coaching call at the end there. Georgia... I think Georgia is as good as they live up to be. They're good... But they're not, like, as good as, you know, the number one team in America. So, I think they deserve to be number two, number three. So.
Speaking of good or bad, what do you think about Colorado? You think they're good? You think they're for real?
I think they are. I heard you don't think
so. No, I don't. I just don't think they're good up front. I don't think they're good between the tackles. And in college football, if you're not good on the offensive and defensive line, you're not going to win. They got some good skill players. If they didn't have Travis Hunter, they'd be getting blown out.
Yeah.
So that's just my take. And look, I like Deion. I think he's...
Yeah, I think people may be overhyping Colorado because of
Deion. Deion overhypes Colorado.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, because he's there, I think it gets really overhyped. And let's see who they have this week.
What's our next topic? Is it... Oh, matchups.
Let's see who Colorado has this week.
Yeah, they're
at Baylor.
At Baylor, who's 2-1, so is Colorado. That should be a toss-up.
I think it's going to be a good game, but I think Colorado gets the win.
Yeah.
That'll put them at 3-1.
Which is not a bad record at all.
No, but then they go to UCF. I think they lose that game.
Yeah, UCF is decent.
UCF's good.
It's where my mom went.
Yeah. Shout out to the Knights.
Yeah.
She
wears her sweatshirt around all day.
All day. Let's talk about Florida.
Their coach. Ooh.
Billy Napier, is he going to get fired? I say he's all, but I saw where the board members called a meeting this week. So he's all, I think he's all, but
I think he's gone.
Yeah. there's no excuse not to win at Florida. None. Zero.
Yeah.
Florida and Florida State.
At Florida, you've got a good crowd, a good stadium that's loud. And then who'd they play?
They played Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. An SEC team, but that should be an easy win for Florida.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I just think
that should be a win for Florida. Well,
There's Florida's a hotbed for high school football. You shouldn't have to leave the state to recruit in Florida, and it doesn't make any sense to be as bad as they are. To be getting beat like they are. They should be in these games and they're not. And I think he's gone. I think he's going to get fired. Probably mid season. If the question is, who do they hire? And I think they might go after Mark Stoops at Kentucky. I think they would. But that's just my...
Well, why do you think that?
Well, because A&M went after him last year and he didn't go. And I think his time at Kentucky is kind of run its course. But I don't know.
Do you think if they actually did want him, do you think they would have changed their mind on some of those...
They've made terrible hires in the past, so since Spurrier, so I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk about some big matchups.
Let's talk about probably the top five games of the week that we think, and we're going to pick them. We're going to pick them on the spread, and I'm going to teach you about the spread. You know about the spread?
No.
Okay, so we're going to do a little lesson here.
Just quickly.
The first game
is Tennessee versus Oklahoma.
Okay.
Why do I have Oklahoma twice? Oh, because it's Oklahoma State.
Okay. So, let's do Tennessee.
Before looking at whatever he has, I'm going to say...
Wait. Okay, so...
Okay, never mind. Never mind. That's actually a good
Tennessee's
game.
Favored by 7. So, I'm going to take... I'm going to say Tennessee wins. And I'm going
to... I was going to say that, too.
They have to win by more than 7, though. If they don't win by more than 7, then it's a loser.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what the spread is. So see,
I thought
this,
it was just like 1.
So look, you see this? This is Tennessee minus 7.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma plus 7. That means Oklahoma's getting 7 points. So Las Vegas sets the lines for these games. So Tennessee is a 7-point favorite.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's that Tennessee's going to win by 7 points. But I think it'll be really close, and Tennessee just ends up coming at the end, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think. What's the next game we have?
Let's see. What is
That's going to be a really good game. Both 3-0. Oklahoma, Adam, you got your Masters there.
Yeah.
So you're in favor of them. But like,
I want to say you're
in favor of them. You want to say Oklahoma.
I
want
to say
win,
Oklahoma,
but...
and I want Oklahoma to win. But I think Tennessee's offense is just too much. I think they keep them
on their toes. Like you were saying.
It's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Because Oklahoma scores a lot of points too. They move the ball fast too.
Yeah.
Heupel used to be a quarterback. He won the Heisman at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he won the Heisman. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah.
Facts are optional,
yep.
But he was offensive coordinator there and he got fired.
Pull up the matchups. Can you pull up the matchups?
Yeah, sorry.
So, our next matchup that I had
is Michigan-USC.
Michigan versus USC. I think it's a really good game. Michigan won the Natty last year.
Yeah, that don't mean anything.
But they lost talent, right?
Yeah.
I think they dropped in ranking. They started as like 4, 3 or 4, right?
Yeah, let's see what.
But then they dropped
is.
To like 5 or something. I chose this game on the big matchups list that we have going on because I just think that Michigan is a good team, but they lost some skill. And then USC coming off of a they have a good record, right?
Let's see what the spread is. So USC's favored by 5.5. 6 points.
6 points.
Michigan is underdog. So
I think USC's going to win. But I might be, like, it's a really good game.
I like USC.
Yeah, I agree because...
I like USC beat LSU. LSU's pretty good. I think South Carolina's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think LSU and South Carolina played pretty well. So I'm going on
my notes here. Lenore Sellers is hurt. He will be back. And then the defensive tackle for South Carolina is Alex Huntley, freshman. Unbelievable.
Where'd you get that out of Michigan, USC?
Well, you were just talking about South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So I was just going to say that while we're here.
I got you.
I'm just saying that while we're here. Doesn't mean anything.
All right, the next game you picked is NC State and Clemson.
Which I think that's a little bit of a rivalry. They got some beef.
NC State has Coastal's old quarterback, McCall, and he got benched for a freshman is what I heard. Or he got hurt. So
then that kind of changed my thought there.
Well, I think Clemson's gonna win. As much as I don't like Dabo, I think he's a pretty good coach. And
I chose that matchup even though.
Let's see what the spread
North
is.
Carolina State, I'm pretty sure, is unranked. I chose that game just because, like, I just watched that game like last season. Or 2 seasons ago, I just remember there being, like, so much hype around it. So, I'm just excited to see how that will turn out.
So, Clemson's favored by 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like NC State in that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I like NC State to cover.
So, that means they have to win by 20 points.
No. That means Clemson has to win by 20. And I don't think they will. They might have to win by, like, 14. Let me rephrase that.
I think North Carolina is going to win because 20 points is a lot of points.
Well, if you take North Carolina in the points, then Clemson has to win by 20 points. And they're not going to – I don't think they're going to do
it. I don't think they will.
Yeah. So you're taking NC State?
Yeah, I'm taking NC State.
Okay, I am too.
That's what I had from the start.
Okay.
Because I just
– Are you going to remember these picks so we can write them down?
Yeah.
All right, we got Illinois and Nebraska.
I need paper real quick. Hold on.
Okay. We got Illinois and Nebraska. Nebraska's – a hot team right now. I think it's at Nebraska. So Illinois and Nebraska spread is 9 Nebraska's favored by 9. So I like Nebraska. I think they're hot. They're rolling.
Wait, who are they playing?
Illinois. So I like Nebraska.
I like Nebraska too.
Yeah. Next up.
Wait. Who did you have?
Have you seen the Nebraska quarterback? He looks like he looks exactly like
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Wait, who'd you have, Oklahoma or Tennessee?
I had
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
I had Tennessee.
And we had USC.
Both of us?
Well, I don't know who you picked.
Who are they playing? I forgot.
Michigan.
Yeah, I had
Southern Cal, not South Carolina.
I know. Who did I have? Wait, what was the matchup? Yeah, I had USC.
Okay. Last, Utah versus Oklahoma State. I got to be honest, I don't know shit about either one of these teams. I think Utah's pretty good. Let's see what the spread is.
Who is it?
Utah and Oklahoma State.
The only reason I chose this is because there weren't really any closer matchups.
Yeah, this is a top 25 matchup.
Yeah.
So I think
they're both like ranked like 14.
It's basically 15. A pick 'em. I like Oklahoma State. Who you like? Utah?
I like Utah.
Okay. It should be a good game.
I'm starting OKS. Is it, you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I chose Utah. I think Utah's good. I think
okay.
They have a fighting chance there.
All right. Okay. So, some big matchups coming up this week. Looking forward to a nice Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to a bachelor party. What are you doing Saturday? Playing soccer? Ew.
I'm in Myrtle Beach, and then I'm in Savannah for soccer.
You're in Myrtle Beach and Savannah?
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, what?
Myrtle Beach and then a different place. Myrtle Beach and then Columbia or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You're in two different places this week?
Yeah.
That's all we had to talk about.
I want to say something about Pittsburgh.
I don't know anything about Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Did you look up Pittsburgh? Do you have any information on Pittsburgh?
No.
Okay.
I just saw.
Who watches Pittsburgh football? Not me.
No, I just saw that they kept finding a way to win, and.
Well, yeah, they've been very scrappy this year. West Virginia should have beat them. I watched that game.
So, somehow they're winning. They are 3-0.
I hate Pittsburgh.
But somehow they just keep finding a way to win. I think this is it for today.
For this week.
Yeah, not today.
Yeah.
We're posting weekly? Or
weekly,
no.
Yeah. Every Wednesday. Every Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday.
I'm in my dad's.
Ah.
Every Wednesday, every 2 weeks, we'll try.
Okay. Yeah, every 2 weeks.
Wednesday, every 2 weeks gives us some time.
Say bye, Pipe.
To study. It's Piper, our dog. So, I hope you guys enjoyed.
Pipe's a Kentucky fan.
Adios.
Later.
Later, skater.